The following is presented by the Cheeky Bastards.
Live from the historic Nakatomi Grand Ballroom in Century City, it's the first annual Brucey Award Show. And now, here are your hosts, those cheeky bastards themselves, the notorious Scott K. and the cynical Mr. Smith.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers, and welcome to our first annual Brucey Award Show. I am the notorious Scott K.
And my name is Mr. Smith.
And together we have been your hapless stewards on this 40-month journey through the lesser-known movies of Mr. Bruce Willis's filmography. Steve and I couldn't think of a more fitting way to kick off our second season while also simultaneously celebrating Bruce Willis's 69th birthday than by taking a look back at the first 12 films from the first year of this adventure and handing out some fucking awards to help commemorate it. So without further ado, let's get this motherfucking celebration started. Now, the only proper way to start these proceedings is in a manner befitting them, and that's by singing a very heartfelt happy birthday to the great Bruce Willis on this, his 69th birthday. Steven, and a one, and a two, and a three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Willis.
69.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more with 69 whores. Or whatever you want.
Whatever you want, Mr. Willis. Your wishes are command.
And the cheeky bastards can be hired for your crooning specialties anywhere in the UK, United States. As long as you fly us over there.
Children's parties, charity benefits,
bar mitzvahs, deaths, weddings, births, whatever. You want us to tell you got bad news? We'll sling it to
for
you.
Your mobsters over here.
Over there. Hey. All right. Well. Now that we got that out the way, it's time for us to look back at season one and some of the statistics attached to it.
The year in review.
Let us recap you the 12 movies we made it through on the first year of the journey. And we started with Assassination of a High School President, Setup, Catch 44, Fire with Fire, The Prince, Vice, Extraction, Precious Cargo, Marauders, Once Upon a Time in Venice, First Kill, and we closed it out last month with Acts of Violence. Those were the 12. A mixed bag
very
for sure,
mixed.
Because we went 6-6. So the movies that we felt dropped a Bruce last year were Assassination of a High School President, Catch 44, Precious Cargo, Marauders, Once Upon a Time in Venice, and First Kill. And our steaming piles of dog shit that were dropped were Set Up, Fire with Fire, The Prince, Vice, Extraction, and Acts of Violence. So we were 50-50. It was a good little, good little joint last year. We definitely bottomed out mid-season. It was four in a row. The summer was tough. The summer was a tough go.
We had our ups and downs, but we're still here to tell the tale.
Now, Mr. Willis also performed actually admirably well last year. 12 roles, 9 of them we agreed were Bruce's. Only 3 fell into the Deuce category.
That's pretty
now, his
good.
Bruces were the Assassination of a High School President, not principal. Steve and I finally figured that out, as we must have said that wrong 100 times. The Setup, Catch 44, Vice, Extraction, Marauders, Once Upon a Time in Venice, First Kill, and Acts of Violence. He actually dropped 5 double Bruces, which means the movie and his acting both garnered Bruces from us. Now, the Willis roles that did not meet the standard was Fire with Fire, The Prince, and Precious Cargo. He only had 2 double deuces last year, so that's not too bad. I believe that would be Fire with Fire and The Prince with the double deuces of that category. Now, it'll be interesting to see what roles he's taken on in season 2, but in season number 1, 6 times, half the times we turned on a movie, Bruce was a crime boss or a criminal figure of some sort. 4 times he played a law enforcement type, 1 time a spy, and once a principal. So I feel like we're going to have a lot of crime cops. I feel like Bruce is going to be a criminal or a cop. Now, he was a dirty cop at one, but it's law enforcement, right? He wasn't a criminal leader. He still was law enforcement, dirty cop or not. He was a law enforcement officer. Now, the fate of Bruce's characters in season one. Six times his character died. He dies in Catch 44, The Prince, Extraction, Precious Cargo, Marauders, and First Kill. Four times he lived. Assassination of a High School President, Fire with Fire, Once Upon a Time in Venice, and Acts of Violence. And two times we're uncertain of his fate. In the setup, there is a convoluted shootout that we don't know if he survives or not. He does get shot. He gets winged. And then we watch the world's slowest foot chase between 50 Cent and Ryan Felipe. And we never really go back to find out if Bruce's character lives or dies. And in Vice, he seems to die, but then at the end, his eyes open. Boo-doo-boo-boo. Sequel. But that never happens.
So I hope not.
Twice, we were uncertain if Bruce's character lives or dies. So six times dies, four times lives, two times we are uncertain. You decide for yourself on those other two. I think he's hoping he died.
Suspense.
The suspense was ratcheted up in season one. So we shall see this time next year as we get ready to start the final full year of the podcast. I just realized that too. Like, yeah, it's going to be three full seasons, and then we have four shows to end it out. So in a season four truncated episode. So yeah, we will have another when we get ready to start the last full season. We'll see.
Maybe we can have some fun with the fourth season.
Maybe.
A few other episodes.
Listen, we're still on a bit of a high because season one wasn't terrible. By that time, we might be like, let's get these wrapped up.
We might even be talking to each other.
Let's wrap this up quick, all right? We did 40 of these things. We're still fresh after 12. We got 28 to go. We may feel like a president who's like, I'm done.
Just yet.
Yes. We're going to look like Abraham Lincoln. We look so fresh in like days when we started this. Look like we've been through 20 years of war when we get done.
By the end.
By the end, it's the end.
A poor, empty shell of a man.
Now, myself and Steve had a real fun time coming up with our decisions for what we would hand out awards for. So I'll give you our categories, and then we will get our proceedings and award handing out underway. We've got Best Line of Dialogue, Award for Best Action Sequence, Best Screenplay, Best Bruce Willis Role, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Actress, Best Actor Non-Bruce Willis, Best Director, a Critics' Choice Award for Worst Film, and then we will close it out with our Best Picture nominations and winners. So myself and Steve will tag team this, as only Cheeky Bastards can do. We will be passing the buck from every other category. We will start things off. Our first category for our first annual Brucies, the awards for season one.
Best Line of Dialogue.
And the nominees are Principal Kirkpatrick from Assassination of a High School President, his slap the dick out of your mouth line, Mel of Catch 44, fucking running bull speech that he delivers, Wallace from Fire with Fire, the rec center fuck piece rant, Simon from Precious Cargo with his hey dick breath monologue, and John from Once Upon a Time in Venice comparing himself to computer Roger Daltrey. And our unanimous winner is Simon from Precious Cargo, a dick breath monologue. And I feel that's a fitting winner, as that movie started out very precariously. And then that moment ignited a fire that just sent it down a glorious path of B-movie joy.
We were off to the races after that.
And I have missed that gentleman, and he may come up a little bit later in some nominees. I miss that gentleman as being in more films. I was hoping we were going to get more of him, Mr. Daniel Bernhardt. Fantastic. He was unable to accept the award, so we'll be accepting all these awards on their behalves. Oh, that brings us to our next category.
Best Action Sequence.
Steve, who are our nominees and winner?
So the nominees are the diner shootout from Catch 44, the bathroom fight scene from Extraction, and the stash house raid from Acts of Violence. Now, the winners are...
Yes, split decision. You'll see there'll be sometimes unanimous and sometimes split winners.
So Scott's winner is the diner shootout in Catch 44, and my winner is the bathroom fight scene from Extraction. Both pretty stellar moments. I mean, I would say that's the best scene in Extraction.
Yes. Yes.
I'll say it's a hot for me. I mean, you can say hot on yours, but I would say it's a standout sequence in Catch 44.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the best in Catch 44.
No, not necessarily, no.
But it's a highlight for me anyway.
Well, that will bring us to our next category.
Best Screenplay.
And the nominees are Tim Kalpin and Kevin Jakubowski for Assassination of a High School President, Michael Cody and Chris Sivertson for Marauders, and the Cullen brothers, Mark and Rob Cullen, for Once Upon a Time in Venice. And once again, our unanimous winner is Tim Kalpin and Kevin Jakubowski for Assassination of a High School President. Now, fair or not fair, obviously, as we've said for the entire season, and we'll say probably through the entire show, Assassination of a High School President should have been released theatrically. It is that good of a film.
Absolutely.
And so the fact that it falls into this as his very first does feel a little unfair to the rest of the categories. But listen, tough shit, right? Like we said, we don't hand out participation trophies over here. You win when you win. And Assassination of a High School President, it was well written. It was a great, great movie. We enjoyed the shit out of it. And it was a great way to start this journey. That'll bring up our next category.
Best Bruce Willis Role.
The nominees are Principal Jared T. Kirkpatrick from Assassination of a High School President, the character of Mel from Catch 44, and from Once Upon a Time in Venice, the character of Steve Ward. Scott's winner, Principal Jared T. Kirkpatrick of Assassination of a High School President. And my choice for winner was Steve Ward from Once Upon a Time in Venice.
Now, are you going to explain to the audience that you picked it because it was your name? Because it was Steve? Because he played as Steve?
I'm a very, very shallow person. That's all I can say.
Now, our next category.
Best Supporting Actress.
And the nominees are Steve's girlfriend, Lydia Hall from Precious Cargo, Claire Forlani, also from Precious Cargo, and rounding out the triple crown of nominations, Ashley Kirk from Precious Cargo. You and I racked our brains, and they were the three best supporting actresses in our opinion.
Yeah.
And my winner is Miss Claire Forlani, who will give you a reason to fuck with the lights on from Precious Cargo.
Oh.
And Steve's winner is his future wife, or at least the thing he's going to stalk, and that is Miss Lydia Hall of Precious Cargo. A well-deserved award for both of these ladies, as the women steal the show, in my opinion, in Precious Cargo. They are spectacular, the three of them together. They really are great. The guys are good too, but they're usually having to deal with the shit the women have said and are doing. That it just makes that movie so much fun. And those ladies were really, really good in that film. And that moves us on to the men who support other men.
Best Supporting Actor.
Okay. So for Best Supporting Actor, the nominees are Forrest Whitaker for Catch 44, Daniel Barnhart for Precious Cargo, and Jason Momoa for Once Upon a Time in Venice. Scott's winner from Catch 44, Mr. Forrest Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen. And for me, there can be only one from Precious Cargo, the main man, Daniel Barnhart, who gives the greatest monologue in the whole movie. And makes the whole movie worth watching, as far as I'm concerned. What do you say, Scott?
They are both spectacular. Daniel Bernhardt is the scene stealer of scene stealers. We had a scene stealer award, Daniel Bernhardt. Because when that movie starts, you're like, who's this fucking guy? And then all of a sudden he goes, hey, dick breath. And you're like, wait, what? And he goes in a whole monologue. And from that moment over, he goes, I thought you were dead already. He goes, only on the inside. Like, he is just fucking comic gold in Precious Cargo.
I say that a lot. I say that line a lot.
It's probably a shit movie, but there's such joy in the performances in this movie and the comedic turns. Maybe it's not even meant to be comedic, but it really is comedic. And That's why you and I really appreciated that film. And Forrest Whitaker, I mean, now the man can say he's got an Oscar and a fucking Brucey. How many can say that? Oh,
what's left?
What's left? He has. I sent him an email. I said, listen, congratulations. You won a Brucey. He was like, you know what? I'm going to hang him up. And I think I've done it. I've reached the top.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Reached the top.
Happy ending for Forrest.
Thing is how many, we've had some actually real named actors we've been able to nominate. Next year, we'll see. We'll see whose names we're starting to nominate. I don't know that we're going to get another Forrest Whitaker across the screen. I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see if another Forrest Whitaker, Oscar winner graces our precious stuff. But that moves us on to our best actress.
Best actress.
And the nominees are Misha Barton for Assassination of a High School President, Malin Ackerman for Catch 44, and the ever-gorgeous Rosario Dawson of Fire with Fire. And my winner goes to Miss Malin Ackerman for Catch 44, who I think was a standout in that film. Steve's winner is Miss Misha Barton from Assassination of a High School President. Another very valid winner. She is glorious. I mean, she plays a femme fatale. She does a great job with
She's
it.
She's versatile.
Oh, very versatile in that movie. Yeah, very good. Yes. And I feel bad because I feel like that movie might have gotten a few more parts later on because obviously it came out early 2000s, you know, like 2009. And unfortunately, never hit the screen. So I don't think she got the credit for the great character she played in that film that she deserved. And I think both well-deserving actresses for in these categories and for their wins.
Absolutely.
That'll bring us to our Best Actor non-Bruce Willis category.
Best Actor non-Bruce Willis.
Well, for the Best Actor non-Bruce Willis, the nominees are from the movie Vice, Mr. Thomas Jane, from Marauders, The Main Man, Christopher Maloney. He don't talk no baloney.
No baloney Maloney over here.
He's Christopher Maloney over here. And Mark Paul Gosselaar from Precious Cargo.
MPG.
Oh, yeah. Scott's winner is Christopher No Baloney Maloney from Marauders and my choice for winner and fan of the podcast.
Fan of the show, avid listener.
Mr. Thomas Jane from Vice. And his little painted fingernail.
And now we kick it to him for an acceptance speech.
Oh, we just lost him on Zoom. Oh, never mind.
Sorry, just bad connection. We'll try to reconnect and get back.
He's painting his little fingernail.
Yeah. Christopher Maloney. I'm hoping, I know he's not going to be, but I was hoping maybe he would grace the screen. I do think, I'm not 100%, I think Thomas Jane does make another appearance in one of Bruce's films. I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure I saw him on one of the covers of one of the DVDs, but I'm not 100%, but I think he might.
I'm a huge Thomas Jane fan anyway, and I genuinely, although I wasn't a fan of the movie, for me, he was just the best part of it. And I think he, you know, it's one of them, I think it's, I just find him to be one of those guys who he brings his A game, even if that's a Z grade movie. So for me, that's why I chose him. I had no choice.
So I did a quick search for you. We get him two more times.
Oh, yes.
He will be in the film Breach, and he will be in the film Vendetta. Those are the two films. Mr. Thomas Jane will grace the screens of Dropping a Bruce In.
I'm getting hard already. Oh.
Over here. Holy cow, my ding dang is going. So Breach, we will do in season two. So he will make an appearance each season. We got him in season two, and we'll get him in season three. So Thomas Jane will make a yearly visit to Dropping Bruce, and maybe some more awards. You never know. He could be a multiple winner. Now, our next category is Best Director.
Best Director.
And the nominees are Brett Simon for Assassination of a High School President, Stephen C. Miller for Marauders, and Mark Cullen for Once Upon a Time in Venice. And once again, we have a unanimous winner, and that is Mr. Brett Simon for his glorious first film we got to watch, Assassination of a High School President. And it's too bad Mr. Brett Simon hasn't gone on to do more things because he showed real talent in this film. Real talent.
Absolutely.
It's unfortunate.
Shocking.
And the other two movies, excellent films. If Assassination's not there, Once Upon a Time in Venice, you know. Look, it's kind of like Van Halen released 1984. And it should have been the number one album in the world. But unfortunately, Michael Jackson released Thriller. And what are you going to do? Right? Like your
what
best
are you
work.
Gonna do?
Your best work is released. And it goes up against the highest selling album of all time. I mean, talk about fucking unfortunate circumstances.
Them's the breaks over
Them's
here.
The breaks. Yeah. So there you go. Now, before we announce the nominees and winner of Best Picture, we are going to hand out a Critics' Choice Award for Worst Film.
Critics' Choice Award for Worst Film.
And I hand that over to my curmudgeon co-host to do the honors. Our version of the, what is it, the Raspberries?
The Razzies.
Or whatever. The Razzies. Our version. We only did one because this could have just been nothing but we would have had a lot of awards we could have handed out. But
yeah, well,
we kept it easy. Maybe next season we might have to dig.
No, this one wasn't quite so difficult, was it?
No, not really. Yeah.
The Critics' Choice Award for Worst Film. The nominees, ladies and gentlemen, are the film Vice, The Prince, and Extraction. Controversially, Scott's choice, Scott's winner was Extraction, and my winner, The Prince.
Well, we would like to congratulate Mr. Brian A. Miller for a double win for Worst Film, as both of your films. And if you've listened to our podcast episode that preceded this, which was the kickoff of season 13, we just did his movie Reprisal, which is the better of his three films that we've had to go through. But congratulations, Mr. Brian. We have a lot of Millers, and they all use their middle name. So Brian A. Miller, congratulations on not winning one, but two awards, as your movies The Prince and Extraction sucked so much ass, we thought you should get a double award for being that shitty this year. Congrats to you from us here at the Cheeky Bastards. We should get an award and just send it to him. You have no fucking idea why. Just, hey, Brian, there you go. You shit. All right. And now our final category of the night is, of course, Best Picture.
Best Picture.
The nominees for Best Picture for season one are Assassination of a High School President, Marauders, and Once Upon a Time in Venice. And once again, the unanimous winner is Assassination of a High School President.
Woo!
I think everyone knew that was
going.
Yeah.
Had to be.
So congratulations to all our winners. I'm looking forward to seeing what films, actors, and actresses will be nominated at the end of this season for our second annual Brucey Award Show. But before we say adieu to you all, let's take a look at how this year's films did as far as nominations and wins are concerned.
Season 1 Recap.
Assassination of a High School President got 6 nominations and walks home with 5 wins. Setup got 0 nominations. A big surprise. Catch 44. As contentious as it was, but for us, it got 5 nominations, walks away with 3 wins. Fire with Fire, surprisingly, got 2 nominations and got no wins. The Prince. Well, I didn't put the Critics' Choice in it, so that's a bad movie. So they did get a win, but not in the way you want to win. So Prince got 0 real nominations, 0 wins. Vice, 1 nomination. Mr. Thomas Jane took home the 1 win. Extraction with 1 nomination, 1 win. And also it wins Best Fight and or Best Action and also the Worst Film of the Year. Precious Cargo, 6 nominations, tying High School President, 4 nominations, 4 wins for it. Marauders, 4 nominations, a win. Once Upon a Time in Venice, also 6 nominations, but only 1 win. First Kill, no nominations. And Acts of Violence, 1 nomination, no win. So there you go. Assassination, Precious Cargo, and Once Upon a Time in Venice, 6 nominations. But the big winner of the night, no surprise, Assassination of a High School President, was by far the best. And maybe what we'll do when we close this out, we will take the winners from all 3, and we'll see where we rank them for our final Brucey Awards for the best overall ever for our Brucey 40. So, Mr. Smith, season one is officially over with. Bruce Willis is off celebrating his 69th birthday with a win for two different roles. Steve Ford, Principal T. They all got some money. What are you thinking, huh? Pretty good.
There you go. Well deserved.
Well deserved. Well deserved. And it's our only special episode we've done, and we'll only do one more or two more at the end of each of our next coming seasons. But hopefully, this time next year, we'll have some other movies to be very excited about, as opposed to throwing darts at a board, figuring out what may or may not sift to the top.
Who can tell?
Because even if it's a bowl full of 12 thirds, at least three have got to rise a little bit higher than the other nine. That would be a hope. We can't just have a whole toilet full of just dirt, just all floating at the same surface. No. That would be, this is going to be a long year. It's going to be a long year if that's how it's going to go. But once again, we want to thank every single one of you for supporting this show for the first year of it. We hope you're going to continue on. We've only got 27 more to go. And especially if you're following us on the Last of the Action Heroes Podcast Network, we truly, truly appreciate your patronage. And we hope that you'll hang in there with us, as we are going to need some support down these next 27 months. We're going to need some friends. Some friends to
be
hold us up.
Be charitable, guys. Be charitable. We need you. We need the shoulders to cry on.
Oh. And happy birthday, Mr. Willis, from us here at Dropping of Bruce.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
This has been a Man with an Exceptional Beard production.